Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Wow, we got a fun show planned, right,
sir?
Stromer?
Why not? We talk about so many fantastic things in the world of home improvement. New windows, new roofing systems. It's all there. Solar.
Stromer shot out of a cannon this morning,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, because I'm hopped up on the sauce is what I am.
He's beaked up on caffeine. So
can't not.
Expect a top-notch show out of him.
Yeah.
Or a lot of gibberish.
A lot of meth talk.
Yeah.
Meth talk with Stromer.
Don't worry, I'll cut through the babble. First, 8sleep.com. Somebody's got to be sober and drive this show.
That's right, you bet.
Drive the show like you drive your truck, Bucko. Yeah. Like you drive a cabriolet.
There you go.
Every podcast has mattress ads, and there's thousands of them out there. But only one uses technology and temperature to give you the deepest sleep. The Pod by 8sleep. First bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking. Research shows the link between sleep performance and temperature. Of course, where have these guys been my whole life? It's so good. It learns you. I love it. And by the way, if you're sleeping with your wife, it'll figure that side of the bed out too. Pod reacts in real time, adjusting the temp to keep you comfortable. And stats say it all. You fall asleep faster. You toss and turn less, 25% less, 17% increase in deep sleep. Sleep hygiene is a big deal, so take advantage of this. And right now, $150 off your first pod and free shipping at 8sleep.com/ace. That's E-I-G-H-T, sleep.com/ace.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on.
You've got to get it on.
You've got to.
Someone, please.
Welcome
get it on.
To Ace on the House,
yes.
Man. Boy, we're going to talk about home improvement today.
Why not?
I'm Adam Carolla. That's Eric Strom over
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Zorro and 8sleep and Blinds Galore and Danner and ADT and Geico for being a part of the show. Stromer. You're working on what? First off, you have a truck. It's pristine.
Yes, sir. Did you see it? I washed her up, didn't I?
You know what I... Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
You think? Just give it back with the keys?
No, just leave it.
Just leave it where it is.
Just leave it where it is. Leave the keys in the center console.
It's calamity.
I'll take care of it.
It's Auto Calamity is my middle name. You know, that's
calamity.
What I do. I just, for some reason, I've always done this.
Yeah, you don't want to put the auto, just don't put the word erotic in between calamity and auto.
Michael Hudgens, Calamity Auto Erotica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the sad ones.
I've attended a funeral of a young man.
Who
was claimed by Auto Erotic Asphyxiation.
No, why didn't you invite me?
This was years ago.
Oh.
I wasn't aware of your existence. Oh, I had a calendar with you on it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You
just saw January and then threw it away.
I didn't have a contact info, but I literally had to go to a funeral for like a 26-and-a-half-year-old dude while his parents like flew in from Indiana to have this funeral. While people got up and spoke about the young man.
But
and
wait, it was a well-known, like everyone knew there that this is how he passed.
Everybody at the funeral knew he didn't die of a heart attack or coronary heart disease. He was a 26-year-old guy.
Really?
Yeah.
This is awesome. So just give me a quick backstory on it.
Okay.
From what you know. Because who doesn't want... I mean, we're getting close to the holidays. Who doesn't want an auto ride story?
The guy was a sweet guy.
Yeah.
Okay. He was a car guy.
Yeah.
He worked with somebody who kind of represented me, so I had to deal with him a lot. Like, he'd meet me at the thing,
see.
Or he got the tickets, or he'd be picking you up at the airport, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
He was a regular white dude, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I had a bunch of aggressive piercings or he was struggling with his sexuality or, you know, after the molestation, he was never right. He cut on himself, right?
Stop reading my autobiography.
He was a straight sort of dude, unassuming, like just sort of young faced, fresh faced, 26, regular dude.
Yeah.
All American, like there was no. It's like it's not like he didn't smoke. He wasn't a binge drinker. You know, he was just like a regular dude,
right?
And he liked Mustangs. You know, sure. It was like that kind of guy, not the horse, the car. And so he was due to go home during the Christmas break. Like his parents were together. He was from like St. Louis or Indiana, you know, like he came out to Hollywood to stake his claim. He was working as like a PA kind of assistant-y kind of thing. And the parents were like, oh, good. Our favorite son is coming home for the holiday break and we're going to pick him up at the airport.
Yeah.
And they showed up at the airport at, noon on a Monday to pick this kid up, to bring him back, stay in his old room, spend the holidays, blah, blah, blah. And the kid just never showed up at the airport. And, this is kind of before all the cell phones. And I mean, some people had cell phones, but I mean, you didn't have smartphones and computers everywhere. Right. And so it's like a lot of where is he? He's like, he never got on the airplane.
Wow.
Like, well, what happened? Why isn't he on the airplane? And then the parents come to find out, like from the roommate or whatever, they sort of found it.
Oh.
And now...
And you just, there's no hiding the cause of death in that situation.
Listen, I've said it many times. Anybody finds me red, white, and blue gi, nunchucks on the bed, on the back, holding nunchucks on chest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
With American Eagle.
Uh-huh.
Just sitting on the chest of drawers. That, not hanging in the bathroom.
No. Yeah. You got to have nunchucks to heaven.
Nobody's going
to
write you up.
No. No.
See what I'm saying?
Sad news.
So
sorry to hear that.
Then I had to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
And the funeral's like everybody at the funeral knew, when a 26-year-old healthy white dude dies, people are kind of curious.
Sure. How did he die?
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't hit by a train, So we were there.
Do we know that this really is a thing? Autoerotica, that whole strangly deal. Do we know this? Like, is this proven, or is it just people test the construct and then die?
I think if you there's a dance. It's a very delicate and intricate dance, which is if you can
the forbidden dance.
If you can walk that line, if you can dance along that forbidden kind of line,
isn't that
tightrope?
La Bamba? Wasn't that the catchphrase?
Yes.
The forbidden dance.
The forbidden dance, then I think they call it the Apache dance.
Yes.
If you can do that, maybe you can heighten the orgasm a little bit.
Right.
But when you cross the line,
that's part of the thrill, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Right. What are you working on?
Well, I'm going to go home and get a necktie. And
you building?
Yeah, I am. I'm now doing, which is interesting, a ton of solar stuff, and I'm putting the panels up on pergolas and making the pergola become part of the integration of the design, the functionality, but also getting the thing off your roof, and it's less visible because I can put them on a slight angle from the inside of the house. If you look back to the yard, you don't see the angle. It just looks like a traditional pergola, but you're getting your solar.
I had a question. I had a funny conversation with my James Baby Doll Dixon, my agent, last week when he was like showing me pictures of his house he's building in Florida, and he's showing me the thing on top of the roof. And he goes, what's that thing called? And I said, what is that? A pergola? And he's like, no, it's not a pergola. And then I go, oh, it's a cupola, I think, which is look up cupola, which is like that weird bird's nest thing they put on top of the garage or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a cupola, but it could be a mansard. And he was like, maybe. And I said, hey, baby, what other clients do you have that would spit out all these options?
You're like a rapper busting rhymes.
Go hang out with Stephen Colbert and see how many cupolas
this is part of your genius, for God's sake.
It's not part, it's all, sadly.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's happening. I'm finding that a lot of people are starting to understand this idea that maybe we can get off the grid a little bit and power our houses alternatively. Do you have solar at your house?
I don't. I do have solar at my house.
Yeah.
It is, and I don't know. I've looked into it a little.
Yeah.
It is probably good for about 20% of what I use. There's not enough up there, and it's not modern enough to capture 100% of the house. I started looking into banks, you know, power walls.
Sure.
And
the Tesla power wall's badass. Have you seen that? It looks great, by the way.
The guy I was talking to who came to the house said the Tesla one was good, but the Samsung or the Sanyo or the Hitachi or whatever the other one was, it's not as cool.
Right.
Was probably a little better.
But to your point, the reason it's cool is the design of it. You're right. I mean, it might not function as effectively, but man, does it look good.
Basically, what I found out through having a couple guys come by the house is, look, it's where we're at. Like, the reason I said it that way is it's like, okay, give us $110,000. We'll get some panels up, and then we can get the storage wall up and the diverters and the processors and whatever. And it's like, it's $100,000+, and then it will pay for itself in 13 years or whatever it is. And it's like, that ain't exactly utopia.
No.
First off, most people don't have 50+ grand laying around. And most Americans' idea of a bargain isn't, I'll give you 100 and then you'll pay me back over 13 years.
Right.
And you'll be even when you get to 13. It's like, it's not an enticement. And then whatever the city has for rebates or breaks or whatever, it never seems that's like the programs.
You'd be surprised
or whatever.
There's some pretty amazing things out there. Rebate. Well, I'm tax incentive wise.
I'm all whatever you can feed me.
I think you'd be down to eat. You'd be a great mouthpiece for the solar world.
I'd be a great mouthpiece. Look, you want to provide stuff for free?
Yeah. I'll great mouthpiece.
I'll talk about human smuggling. I will be the spokesperson for human smuggling.
That's right. These boxes have velvet inside them. They're safe for the kids. They can be in there.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but I'll put my own spin on it.
You'll do stuff for money is what you're saying.
That's right. Human trafficking, human smuggling, white slavery. I'll do it all.
Whatever you need.
Price is right.
You know, you got to bring it in, baby doll.
You know, the great Jimmy Kimmel thought he was getting the best of me emotionally once.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, he heard me call Mountain Dew Nectar of the Tards 2,000 times. 2,000 times. I used to get yelled at on the radio all the time because they were owned by like Pepsi and Pepsi advertised.
Oh,
and I would always call Mountain Dew Nectar of the Tards. And I couldn't figure out Mountain Dew. Like, why would someone drink Mountain Dew? You drink Sprite or 7-Up or Squirt, the best, or Fresca.
Yeah.
But I'd say, Mountain Dew, Nectar of the Tards. And I realized only dumb people drank Mountain Dew. And then at some point, Mountain Dew offered me $50,000 to do a radio commercial for them. And I was like, we'll do.
Wow, I like this juice.
I'll take it.
This juice is delicious.
And Jimmy was disgusted. He's like, you Benedict Mountain Dew Arnold.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you.
That's right.
I can't believe. And you know what I said to Jimmy? I said, who's the joke really on here?
Yeah.
Who's the joke on?
Who's not only.
I've been talking shit about Mountain Dew for 10 years and now I'm getting 50 grand.
And hopped up on the caffeine in it.
Who's the genius?
So screw you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Who's the genius here?
Agreed.
How dare you come at me with your righteous indignation?
By the way, Squirt is no longer the same word it used to be for me ever since the porn showed up.
It's a bad name for a soft drink. It ruined it. All right, so you're working on a cupola or a pergola.
Yes, sir. Couple of them, actually.
I'm working on big-time footings, doweling.
What the hell could you be doing now? Are you still doing your house? No.
No.
The warehouse.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, the warehouse. Right. First, I'll tell you about Zorro, ZORO.com. Find everything for your business, any size, almost any industry. Tools, equipment, safety, office, cleaning supplies. We use them here It's the way to go. Tons of stuff, electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. Brands you know and trust, Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee. Just bought a Milwaukee Rotohammer from Zorro.
Good choice.
Rubbermaid, to name a few. Amazing customer service from real people based in the U.S. Fast, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Visit Zorro.com/Ace. That's Zorro.com/Ace. Sign up for the Z-mail. Get 15% off your first order. That is Zorro.com. You want to get whatever you need, even if it's just for your home. Go to Zorro. Get the Z-mail. Get to 15% off and save yourself some real money.
Heck
Zorro.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
So you're working on a pergola. Oh, wait, are you putting solar panels on this?
Yeah, solar panels on the pergola. The pergola is designed to have it have a lip above so you don't see it from the face.
Yeah. And then, what are you making the pergola out of?
It's going to be wood.
What size?
I'm doing 6x6 posts, and there's a wind shear.
Beefy.
There's a wind shear thing you got to kind of take into consideration because, you know, if you get up under it with a big, you know, breezy thing in the valley, it could rip the thing right out of the ground. You know what I mean?
6x6 posts.
Yeah.
With a pad.
Yep.
How big's the pad?
Big pad. It's 19 by 40.
19
yeah,
by 40?
Yeah, it's huge.
So 19
it's be,
deep?
Yeah.
How the fuck did you get to 19 deep?
Because that's the space we have to fit in between two different things on the property.
Oh.
And we're getting up above, you know, getting
you're
up above.
You're going down 40 inches?
No, no, no. I'm just going down a traditional footing for the
oh, I thought you were going down 19.
No, no, no.
That's why
no.
I want to know what's going
oh,
on.
Oh, I thought you meant the pad size, the overall plan.
Oh, okay. The pad size is 40 by 19, yeah, and it's yeah. going to be 16 deep
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly.
And you're going to put some steel in it.
Yep.
And then you're going to put a post holder, like one of those H
yeah,
size
post,
things?
We haven't kind of define the design. I'm not sure how they want it to look yet, so I'll wait and see what they want to do. But something decorative and beautiful that looks great. It's not modern. It's a little more sort of, you know, Spanish influenced.
For the love of Christ.
Yeah.
For the
Cristo.
Love Cristo. Of Cristo, yeah. When you put the goddamn hardware on top of the goddamn 6x, could you do something? Could you gussy it up a
make
little?
Make a little nice end piece
on it.
For
the Christ's
yeah.
sake, spray paint it brown or something.
Or cut it some shape that references the architectural style.
Well, just you can't cut it. I'm talking about the hardware.
Oh, the hardware. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
clad it in something.
Something.
Or at least if you're going to stain the pergola brown, then fucking spray paint that shit brown.
Make it go away, right?
For the love of Christ. You know how many times I see these things where it's like they do this beautiful
silver.
Work.
Silver.
It's
yeah.
like dumb.
yeah.
It bonderized, right. you know. Metal Simpson number whatever strap yeah. you know just blah blue big carriage
I
bolts you know
the thing you did at your old house in Lake Hollywood with the two can colors to give you the sort of this deep Spanish vibe
yes
you know?
And but no I took a can of Rust-Oleum black paint
yeah.
and a can of Rust-Oleum sort of like brown leather paint
right.
and I mixed it together
yeah.
and all it looks like is black but it's muted a little.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not as
gives
ta-da.
It just a little faux finish vibe so it kind of blends in better.
It just kind of gives it a it's been there. You don't realize you take just pure black semi-gloss Rust-Oleum and you know paint rod iron with it. It's yeah. like ugh, it's like it's too much.
That's right.
Step on it with some brown, man.
Oh, in further news, we've decided, I told you the lady decided on the color of her house. It's gray, but now we've got the front door decision.
Uh-huh.
I think
uh-huh.
I got,
and the color of the front door?
$46 a quart paint is what she picked.
A quart?
A quart, which I'll only need two of, but I'm going to spray it. But it's this beautiful, like deep blue. It has depth to it. You're paying a little more for higher VOCs in the paint.
Yeah.
So it's got that old kind of enamel.
All you have to do is throw out like Euro. You do a Euro thing mixed with a maritime thing.
Yeah.
This is a boat. This is what they use
yes.
on boats in Sweden. And everyone goes, oh, okay.
Sweden,
let me get
really?
My checkbook out.
yeah.
Where do you get that stuff?
I got that particular paint over at a store over in Northridge.
It's not a
it's not a specialty.
Not place. A Home Depot.
No, no.
Item. All right, Nathaniel, 40, Michigan.
Yes, sir. How you doing,
Nat Daddy?
What's going on?
Well, I got to get up on a, I got to get up on a roof, you know, and then I got well, here in Michigan right now, it's about it's probably 23 degrees.
See, that's where you go.
Gotta,
that's where you say, "Thank
gotta,
God, we live
put
here."
I got to put the ladder up, you know, and then I, you know, I got to go up a valley, you know, and then I got to fix up a chimney, you know, mm-hmm. and then that becomes a little bit tough because, you know, I got to figure out a way to, you know, hold myself and then, you know, not slip, not fall, not die. And it's a 9-12, you know, kind of thing. And,
you got to tie off, man.
I gotta carry bags of mortar and shit like that, you know? So I'm trying to make a pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking that maybe I should just get a lift, you know, but you know, the budget doesn't provide for, you know, an actual lift. So I'm thinking like, you know, couch cushions, and then I'm thinking like, you know, what can I do to do that? You know, and I got to do that tomorrow. And that's going to be kind of a pain in the ass because, you know, I'm going to have to sit there and I got to chisel out, you know, I got to chisel out around the perimeter and then I got to pull out all the old flashing and then, you know, I got to redo the old counter flashing and then I got to fix, you know, fix a fucking roof.
You got to tie off. Tie off. You got to throw a rope from one side of your house to the other, tie it on the other side somehow secure, and have a rope that you literally tie your waist off to. Otherwise, you're dead.
No, I got a harness. I got a harness, and I got, you know, I got all that shit. But, you know, I took a fall probably, you know, a couple years ago or whatever, and I'm not doing that again, you know.
So many guys get injured this way. Yeah. Really take a moment and be careful.
I went up to it and then I tried to walk, you know, up the valley this morning and I was like, yeah, it's just kind of sketchy. I'm like, I'm not doing it, you know? And then I know that like, you know, tomorrow it might be 33 and then maybe the rest of the snow will come off the roof and then, well, then I'll do it then, you know, but, you know, I got to wait, you know, and I hate waiting because, you know, that's my money, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Right there.
Hold on a second. Is he asking a question?
No, I don't think so.
He's just ruminating about just being on top of the roof. Yeah, I tell you what, I got to get up on this roof.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not, you know.
Well, you have a question, though?
Well, I'm not going up there, you know.
How about you? Do you have a question, Nat?
Look, time's money, and that's my money.
Yeah. How about you? Do you want to
ask? I'm not worried about safety. I'm tying off.
I know.
Took a spill a couple years back.
A couple, two, three years back.
Yeah. So I learned my lesson, yeah, but you know, yeah. I got to get up there.
Okay. Do you have a question, though, Nat?
I'm tying off. Going up. I don't want to, but I have to.
How about now? Is there a question that you have?
Well, first I got to get on the roof. Get up there. Yeah. I'm going to tie it. I mentioned I was tying off.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned a lot of things, but is there a question?
Getting up on that roof, yeah. Tying off.
Yeah.
Took spill a couple of few years
back. How many
back.
Years back was it?
Couple to three. Yeah, so this year I'm tying off, but I don't want to. I'm getting up there, man.
No,
I
okay.
got my boots.
All right. So how about now? Do you have a question?
It's gonna start snowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do your piece, and then let me talk to.
Yeah. Well,
Steve.
Danner boots, everybody.
Oh,
they're
put
back.
Those on.
Yeah, that's it. That would save this man. Danner boots. Thanks to Danner, who sponsors Ace on the House. Because why? They believe in us. They believe in quality, craftsmanship, and following your own path, right? For 80 plus years, Danner has made boots for those who have, well, they have to trailblaze. I mean, we're talking guys in construction, roofing, forestry, you name it, all sorts of great, fantastic kinds of work these boots are perfect for. The Bull Run boot, iconic style and legendary craftsmanship, timeless design for men and women, unmatched quality and durability to stand the test of time. Danner boots. You have them. I have them. Everybody's wearing them right
now.
They're fantastic. They're fashionable as well. Hand-built in the USA with durable, full-grain leather uppers and stitched-down construction for strength and stability. Find yours at Danner.com. That's Danner, D-A-N-N-E-R.com.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk to one.
By the way,
four.
You know, you got this new coffee machine, and every time I drink one of these beverages, I'm literally sweating right now. I'm hopped up and nuts, and I feel fantastic.
Yeah, Laird Superfoods gave us a coffee machine.
What the heck's in that stuff?
It's got a lot of good stuff, and it gets you beaked up.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
I'm all beaky.
Steve, 34, Massachusetts.
Hello. I just wanted to talk about going down to the basement. I don't want to go down to the basement. It's cold and damp down there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Talking about basement windows, they're single pane, they're gross, they're falling apart, they're cracked, and I wanted to replace them. I just wanted to know the best way to go about doing it. Should I, like, lay down a piece of wood, screw the piece of wood into the foundation, and then get the window in there, or should I go directly into the foundation? Just trying to figure out how to get the windows in there.
Screw down a piece of wood.
Yeah, wait, why, are you talking about a window that's going to come outside of the, I mean, face out of the house, or is it a ceiling window?
Yes.
It's a ceiling window. In a basement? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about by screwing stuff.
No, not
down.
Like a picture window, you know, like a 1 foot by, you know, 3 feet or whatever. One of the small ones.
All right.
Ceiling window in a basement strummer?
Yeah, because, you know, don't you understand what I'm saying, friend?
Because
what I want to do is I want to tie off.
You talking about a porthole in the boat, on the floor of the boat?
That's the one, looking down at the fish. Am I right?
No, you're not right. All right, cut him off the coffee. All right, you want to replace. Is it masonry all the way around the window, or is it masonry like three sides of the window?
Three sides.
All right. And it's a wood, like, top plate at the top or header kind of thing at the top?
Yes.
Okay. And the masonry, is that block or is that poured concrete?
Poured concrete.
Okay. So that window is just sitting in masonry right, masonry left, masonry bottom, right?
Correct.
So first thing I would do, well, here's what I would do. Measure the size of the opening and order your windows first. Wait for your new windows to come in before you take out your old windows, obviously. At that point, you can take a Sawzall with a bimetal cutting blade and just kind of drop it in, like all the way around the perimeter, right? Mm. And then your new stuff, you should attach it to the masonry, and you could do it with a Tapcon screw, like, you know, nothing major, 3-inch by 3/16 or something, the blue Tapcon style. Or, you know, but you really only need a couple, because I would just take 100% silicone and it right in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, what you don't want to do is get too close and too tight with your new measurement. You know, give yourself an eighth all the way around to not, you know, that hole may be out of square. As a matter of fact, take a framing square and or a square and check those masonry three sides. Check them for square. Because if it's out of square, there's going to be some issues with the replacement size. So, you know, obviously if you go, oh, it's 3 foot across and 2 foot high, and you just order that and the thing's out of square, it's not fitting. Yeah?
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah. So it can go, basically, it should go right in there. I don't need another piece of wood basically in there. Okay. So I could just.
Sorry. You're right. If you're going to get wood windows, then there's going to be something going on.
Not even wood windows. I was just picturing, I just thought I would have to put down like a piece of wood on the left, bottom, and right, and then put the replacement window into that. I wasn't sure if I could do
concrete. Vinyl extruded, whatever. Yeah.
But is this ground, are these ground level windows that are sort of like the old style in the Midwest where they're sort of underground, subterranean, and there's like a half dome carved out around them, or no, or what? What are these?
No, they're about a foot off the ground. I'm over in Massachusetts, I mainly want some insulation. Right now they're single pane and they're gross and old.
So get some dual glaze, get some vinyl stuff, make it all like the poly, whatever, extruded, whatever. There's no wood anywhere. There's no aluminum anywhere.
Especially at that height off the ground. I would absolutely do that.
Get them. They can make you a fixed panel, like where it doesn't slide or open or come off or anything. If that's what you want.
No.
You don't want that.
You want to get air in there when it's damp in the spring, right?
You want to be able to open it.
Yeah.
Okay. order those things up. Make sure you're a little smaller. You don't want to be fighting it. Put them in. And then it's just kind of about silicone, maybe expanding foam, depending on how much space you have. But you check that opening for square and then measure it exactly. Look, if you really want to be ballsy, here's what I would do. I'd make sure the opening was square. If, in fact, it was square, I would take a measurement. I would drop about an eighth or 3/16 off it both direction and just order that as my window.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Steve. Good luck to you.
Now, have you done the replacement windows? They're kind of amazing where you don't have to take anything out and you just order it and it kind of just is a plug that goes in the old frame without removing stucco at all. It's kind of overwhelmingly cool. Like that might be a great application for that too.
I did my whole house with sliders and windows and everything, and it was like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
it wasn't that difficult.
Yeah.
The only problem I had is the Gelwin or whatever the ones I got had the weird D handle locking thing.
Oh God!
Didn't tell you whether it was
locked.
I know. Or not. It drove me nuts.
And whatever happened with that? Did they ever give you a signature window handle series? Have you stop saying how bad the product is.
Some European designer made me a little piece that I could tell, I could add on and see if it was locked or
but
unlocked.
But that's the old house, right? That's not the new house.
Yeah. The flaw in it, everything was great except for you couldn't tell if the door was locked or unlocked by walking past
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I kept explaining that to the folks who made it, and they kept saying these things have won many awards because of their ease of action.
Yeah,
and especially good if you have a senior in the house. And I was like, noted. But let's get back to my point.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's
my
locked.
Point is you can't tell if it's locked
right.
or unlocked.
Right.
So that's an interesting it's an interesting concept.
Yeah,
not sure how it got. Past R&D and
well, that's because the elderly don't know if the things even open or closed in the first place, so they just assumed it was awesome, right?
I feel like people would like to know if their sliding doors in their living room are locked
Seems
or unlocked.
Reasonable.
And when you have kids and a dog, and everyone's letting the dog in and out, and the kids are going in and out all the time, it's just unlocked a lot. So
true.
One needed to be able to ascertain that.
I don't blame you, and I understand. Flawed design.
It's also interesting that when they sell it to you, they don't tell you whether it's locked or not. See, we got a video now of some.
This is the gentleman, I believe.
The gentleman.
So that's the red. The red thing.
See, when
was
it's
not,
red,
that's not part of the design.
No, it's not part of the design. The guy designed me a thing that when you opened it, you could see red underneath it. When you closed it, the red was obscured.
Well, see, now that's a handle right there. That's
right.
Else.
It doesn't feel that exotic, a request. Does it, Matt? Matt, does that feel like an exotic request?
No, not at all.
Would you say that's an oversight on their manufacturing of this product?
I think a visual indicator that seems to be, even like in the 21st century, visual indicators, icons, all those things, that's all part of how we recognize things then.
Right. Now, a deadbolt doesn't have like green and red. A deadbolt just has up or down. Like when you're walking past your front door at night and you see the deadbolt's like facing Mecca, you're like, oh, front door's open. Go lock it. Like
right.
you can walk by. Imagine if there's a deadbolt and you just walk past it and you couldn't visually tell whether it was locked or not. Like that's all I'm saying. Well, weird, right?
Yeah, I think so. Too bad you put the company under.
Tell you where. I put them on blast.
Yeah.
I put them on Fleek. What do you put them on? What do you put them on, Gary? Fleek?
Yeah,
blast?
On Fleek.
On Fleek.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the...
Where's Fleek?
That's a website that tells you that the company stinks?
Listen, the company's not Gucci.
What is Fleek?
What?
Is Fleek? What's Fleek mean?
It means lit.
I lit them.
Fire.
Fire. Why? What's the origin of Fleek?
Well, listen, if you got to ask, you can't fleek it.
I know. But does it,
okay,
what
boomer.
Is Fleek? Is Fleek short for something? Is it an acronym?
Fleekus.
What are we doing? Fleekus plant? I wonder where Fleek, anyway, I put them on Fleek.
Yeah.
I put them on blast.
That's right.
Better pray I never put you on Fleek Blast.
Screw your handles, mister.
All right. Here's someone I won't put on Fleek.
Yeah.
Blinds Galore.
Oh, those are good.
No, no. Blinds Galore is on Fleek.
Oh, they're on Fleek.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not on Blast.
No, we're not going to put them on Blast.
I'll put them on Fleek.
They're on Fleek.
Oh, they're lit?
They're lit and very Gucci.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what's happening.
That I got. I have a daughter.
Sounds like my house.
Mm-hmm. All right. They're on Fleek. Blinds Galore's on Fleek.
Yeah.
That's right. Blinds Galore. Oh, yeah. Black Friday sales coming up.
Oh, Black Friday.
Shutters, shades, blinds, all 50% off, man, on Fleek Street. Order free samples today. And be ready when it starts. That's November 26th. I have them at home. I have them in the studio. I do have these things in my bedroom. I have they're hooked up. Hit the remote.
Sexy time.
That's sexy time.
Yeah, it is.
Designer quality products without the designer price, everybody. That's what you get. And they have a new build a blind tool, lets you create and customize your window treatments online. See exactly how your blinds or shades will look before you buy. Order now, get free samples, and then you'll be ready to get started on the Black Friday sale, right, Matt?
That's right. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, especially during their huge Black Friday sale. Go check out blindsgalore.com. Let them know we sent you, blindsgalore.com.
You know, I realize with kids in our lives, rappers are essentially inventing our language that I have to hear. Like Travis Scott lyrics when I'm driving my kid to school. And then my kid starts saying these things. And then I start to realize that some guy that comes from rap land invented the language.
My daughter's down with that. My son hears it, but he's not down. My son's like an old square Republican like from the 50s.
Is he really?
He Sonny? Told me. I said, who do you want to meet? Yeah. Who's the guy you want to meet in my world or in any world?
Yeah.
And he's like, Ben Shapiro. I want to meet that dude. And I'm like, you want to meet Ben Shapiro?
Really?
What kind of 13-year-old are you?
Talk radio
yeah.
guy.
He's like, I want to meet Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
That guy's smart. And I'm like, okay.
Does he listen to the station that Ben is on?
I think everything he sees is on YouTube and little bites. And it's like, you know. It'll say like Ben Shapiro destroys leftist student activist or something.
Okay.
And these people who argue with Ben Shapiro, look, whether it's a fist fight or a debate, don't be all feelings, no skill.
True.
You know what I mean? Like they go in all feelings, no info.
That's it.
And Ben is no feelings, all info.
Yeah.
And then they go in and they go, oh boy, I'm going to ground this guy into a fine pulp.
Sonny,
and then he destroys them.
Sonny sounds like a debate guy.
He should be
in the debate team. Is he doing that?
Yeah, I think he has like an elective. It's like a speech and debate elective, and that's like every other semester or whatever.
But, I'll be seeking Sonny for my auto calamity representation in a couple of years.
Please, I'm glad you said calamity. So there's that. But my daughter, she's
down.
She's down
with the lingo.
All the causes.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, she literally said, I said, what kind of car do you want to drive when you're 16? And she just goes, whatever's trending.
Oh, man.
Doesn't have a thought about a car.
No.
It's just a thought about what other people think about cars.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always felt weird to me to do the thing that everyone else was doing. It didn't seem.
It just become like in the sport. Kid sport land and rapper land. It's such the lexicon has become what the lyrics are. That's it. You know, we're all now going to be influenced by whether we like it or not.
Okay.
You know?
Well, not for me.
Okay.
We have an email, Matt, Porcelain Punisher, Seeker of Pleasure.
Seeker of Pleasure and Love.
It is I.
Enjoyer of Winter.
Yes. Well, first of all, we've been talking a lot about Renegade on this show lately, and we had a great fan submission from one of our favorite fans, Pixel Fun, up on Twitter, PIXELPHUN, if you haven't seen it.
He's roaming the Badlands.
Yeah, man.
You could check out the photo.
Look at my moped.
AceOnTheRoof.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's glorious.
I'm glad you gave me an earring, a feather earring, too. Look at Matt in the back.
I'm very confused, and maybe he can tweet me. I don't know why I'm the cop with the short shorts from Reno 911.
Because your legs are fucking awesome.
Well, that's fine, but it doesn't seem to fit with the motif.
Yeah, you're right. But someone has to chase these guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're right.
I'm the long arm of the law.
Yeah, they roam the Badlands with their Indian buddies, and I'm on a unicycle.
I like your vest, though, man. That's got some utilitarian component to it, doesn't it?
Thank you. Hey,
again, check out the photo, aceontheroof.com.
Aceontheroof.com.
And while you're at it, you can email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. This week's email question comes from Sam in San Francisco. Hey, guys, my lady and I bought this house, and it pretty much was completely untouched from when it was built in 1941. We're getting ready to paint the exterior, and we realize that the painted red stoop in the vestibule won't match. Both of us hate the idea of painted brick walking surfaces, so we would like to avoid just slapping on another coat of paint. We're open to tile or any other ideas you have for resurfacing. I'll be doing the work myself, and I'm quite skilled. Thanks, love the show.
Well, la-di-da.
Yeah, Mr. Skill.
Mr. Skill. What do you need us for?
Yeah, we're just a bunch of hacks.
You're a surgeon of tile.
Yeah.
Stromer, what about putting tile on top of brick?
Well, if you knock off the overhang edges, you'll sure save yourself a whole lot of cuts, which could be visually unappealing.
The brick cantilevers a little.
Yeah, cantilevers over.
That is the tread. Goes over the riser
a
little bit.
Exactly. So if you're going to attempt tiling it, it's fine. It's a good substrate. It's on cement. They were probably thin-setted to the slab below.
Should one skim the whole thing?
No, not necessary. And it also depends on if your tile is super flat and linear or if you're doing more of a country vibe.
I would go over those bricks very carefully to make sure nothing was loose or needed to be repointed or be re-whatever.
Yeah, but yes? I would take a little jack or a skill saw with a diamond blade on it and cut those faces off. Otherwise, you're going to be in hell trying to get the tile in the little strip there.
What about taking some float and bringing the tread, bringing the riser out to the edge of the tread?
You could, absolutely, but then you're letting the thin set do the job of structure, and if you kick it as you're coming up, you could kick it in.
Well, here's the thing about cutting whatever's hanging over. I don't know if it's hanging over half an inch or whatever. A, it's a cloudy, dusty mess.
Yeah.
B, you're probably not going to get a good, clean cut.
No.
And C, you're going to stop 3 inches from each edge.
You know, you may want to just whack it with a claw end of a hammer, and I think you'll probably get them off.
Yeah, but then you're going to crack the whole brick.
Yeah.
I would see about, if it's less than half an inch, bringing the mountain to Muhammad, floating the face out.
Yeah.
All right, and then what kind of tile you like?
Man, for that, you know, that stuff that's, what is it called? It's sort of a cement tile that has the, it's almost like a Moorish design would look great in this application.
How thick is it?
It's usually about 3/4 of an inch. It's cement. It's very colorful. It can bring in a lot of different tones. I like it stylistically with your architecture. That could be great.
I don't mind painting the brick that much.
I don't either, actually. I don't know why he doesn't want to do it. I don't think it would be a bad call.
I would argue, painting the brick color's kind of weird because it's kind of like you're trying to fool me and it's not working.
I think that is painted already.
It is painted already. Yeah. No, it is. I'm just saying it's a little three-step vestibule into a house that's got pony walls on both sides. I'm saying maybe pick a color that you do like or something that might be interesting, or paint the landing a different color, or have the treads and the risers be different color, something like that.
Gary, bring up Moorish design on if you can so Adam can see it. I want him to weigh in on that.
If you hate it, then you can fix it. I'm saying you can go wrong with tile just like you can go wrong.
See that stuff? Look at that. That's gorgeous, right? You could do those on the risers and then some solid body color.
With
that kind of house.
Yeah.
Be pretty, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It could get a little busy. It's a little tight.
All right. I like it.
All right. Well, I would say, agree or disagree,
friends.
see about painting it first.
Yeah.
Or how about you go with something Moorish and decorative on the face of the riser
That's right.
and you paint the treads and the landing.
That's a good idea, too.
A little compromise.
There you go. And then we lose our overhang, and it looks and it fits in perfectly, by the way.
Yes.
I like it. All right.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Geico's here, everybody. Ooh. They got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. What about ads save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes... you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. By the way, I met with my accident attorney this morning. Things are going forward. Extra money in your pocket. That's the most rewarding to do you can do today. Geico.com.
All right. Let's see. Got another email there.
Yeah, we got one more email. This one's from Darren from PA. Hey, guys, I have a new construction house about 6 years old, and I'm having trouble with shower tiles. Some of the tiles came loose, and I need some help on how to repair it. I noticed some grout coming loose right below where the tiles are still attached. I worked a putty knife in there and was able to pull away some of the tiles. The wall behind, which I'm assuming is drywall, is soft and moldy. I started to cut it out with an oscillating saw, and I'm going to replace it with Hardy Backer. I was wondering if I could just cut it out flush with the above tiles and caulk the seams, or do I have to remove the tiles above and cut out an area where I can put thinset and fiberglass tape on the seam? Please let me know.
Well, I'm concerned that it's squishy and mushy under the tile. That's a bad, bad installation, which I don't recommend you even repairing. I think it should be redone totally. Because if it's soft drywall and it's rotting and it's wet, that's mold city. Drywall is the ultimate medium to grow mold. Stinks. Hate it. Don't like it.
What are you saying?
I want to pull the whole shower out and do it again.
It does seem very early to have this problem, and it seems like something is sort of fundamentally wrong.
Right.
And while you could fix it, you should also be saying, why did we go so wrong so fast?
That's
six
right.
months?
Yeah.
The house is 6 months old. I don't know how the warranties work in houses.
Yeah.
I've never bought a new house with new construction, but I got to believe if you're having an issue this way, you may want to talk to the builder.
If they set it on green board, that's not great. That's kind of sleazy way to
you
do
want
it.
You want it floated
or
cement
floated
board?
Or cement board. Yeah, I don't like green board. You can't do green board showers. It's going to fail every single time.
Let me guess. I bet they did green board.
I know they did.
Because it's new.
Yeah, and it's probably some cheap development somewhere, and it's, you know.
I would explore avenues. First off, there's probably attorneys you can just ask, get a right. consult. You know, yeah. The house is 6 months old.
I know
old.
A little
Here's
someone named
happening.
Mr. Garagos who could help here on this fine network.
He'll be huge. He'll be all over this. Kaepernick, shut your face. I got a guy with a tile issue. He needs justice.
In a development.
Yeah. I work for a lady. Oh, God. What was her name? Everyone hated her. I work for this Jewish family up in Simi Valley. And they were on this big development in Simi Valley.
Yeah.
The contractor built 200 houses, you know, that level it all out. And she liked me, but she was a bitch, you know, and she was a big mouth. And our drywall guy, Russ, turned a hose on her. Like, she was bitching. she was bitching at him and Russ, and Russ just hit her with the hose, you know.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And she was up everyone's craw, and she had figured out. It was all these houses where they'd sell you the house, you'd buy the house. It was like a turnkey house, and all the backyards were just dirt.
Yeah.
And then it was
and
up to you.
You decide.
Yeah, you want to put a pool, you want to do some landscaping with some sod, whatever. She had figured out that in this entire development in Simi Valley, which took place over acres and acres and had hundreds of houses, that the developer was one course short on all the block walls. In the back, going along the side, you know, each one ran the length of the house and then ran along the back and then ran along the house behind it.
Yeah.
She had figured out that it was one course short on all of it. And, oh, you know, this guy went, I'm going to pocket an extra 180 grand by just coming up one course short.
That's
like it calls for 9 courses. I'll give him 8. Yeah. No one will know the
that's
better.
It.
Oh, she found out.
Wow.
And every, this guy had to come back
and do it
at his cost,
oh my God,
or whatever, for free, and do the entire development. I think he put like a fatwa out on her, right?
Yeah.
Like a hit.
Yeah.
Like she had to hide in her house. Like they were scared she was going to get into an accident.
Yeah.
You know, the brakes were going to fail on
those are polo. Those are the jobs though that put contractors under if they miscalculate, you know, the amount of drywall or nails, for example, on 50 houses. That can take it out, man, you know.
Yeah, you miscalculate a few drywall nails, you're out of business. I agree with Stromer. Fine example. Nails. You pick the cheapest thing.
No, think about it, though.
No,
seriously.
I'm done thinking about
it.
Nobody's thought about that. You should think about it. Drywall
all right,
nails.
Nails or driveways. Either one.
I don't know. I'm assuming the dude knew what he was doing.
I think like I think they do that often because if you're building rows, everything's the same. You get fast and good at it.
They probably said a 6-foot side and rear wall.
Yep.
One more course would have put him at 6'2", and he stopped at 5'8" and 7".
And the people are doing their own yard anyway. They can put the finished top piece
or
on.
Not even ever know about it. Yeah. And he had to
but
go
Mrs.
back.
Mrs. Kravitz clearly came up with the answer. Did she win a lawsuit and that's what happened? He had to do it because of that?
I think her last name was Mintz, I believe.
Yeah.
And I did a kitchen. What'd I do for her?
Mitzi Mintz.
We did a den. I did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone always liked me because I was cool.
Well, yeah.
I was in trouble. Not,
and of course, easy on the eyes. She probably had her.
Yeah.
She wanted to have her way with you somehow. Am I right?
Yeah. Sure. Super convenient getting from my apartment in North Hollywood to Simi Valley every day.
That's an easy drive.
In my
no problem.
79 Datsun pickup truck with a bench seat and a hard plastic steering wheel. No air conditioning.
But maybe that's what she felt. She mistook anger for passion, right? That's what it was. Just from being mad about being in that car.
Russ, she was not a fan of Russ because Russ turned a hose on her.
Yeah.
But Russ, I used to carpool with Russ when we were working at a decorative box factory in Gardena.
Yeah.
And what, Russ...
Why? Wait, decorative boxes? What does that even mean?
There's a big factory in Gardena.
Yeah.
They're making decorative boxes for like Estee Lauder, gift boxes.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Remember those things where they'd go like $129 value.
Yeah.
$129 value, yours free with any $15 purchase. And they'll be like, how's the math work on this one?
Well, look at the box. For
how
God's
can it be
sake.
A value? It'll be that much.
Right.
They made those decorative boxes. And I did a whole, like TI renovation of the boss man's office and everything.
Wow.
I remember thinking, when you were, I was like 24 or something. I was like, this dude owns this warehouse in Gardena, and he owns this decorative box factory, and he's got an office in the corner, and he's driving a Porsche. And I was like, this dude's the richest dude I've ever met.
Someday I'll be like
mark
that.
My words, I'll have a box factory.
Yeah, you will.
In Gardena.
Yeah, man.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Gardena's tough, man.
Gardena's not an easy place.
And Russ would pick me up in his stepside Chevy Blazer, and honk the horn in front of my house at 6 a.m. And I'd get out there. And we'd just sit there and he'd talk to me about addiction and alcoholism.
And the Lord.
His old lady.
Where is he now?
He drank a case of malt liquor, tall boy, 16 ounce, like, Old Dominion or something or whatever it was, every single day.
That's a lot of liquor.
Every single day.
Oh.
And I didn't believe him. And then one time we went to the liquor store by the corner where he used to buy the malt liquor. And like the Chinese lady behind the counter is like, oh, yeah, we stocked for him. Like We didn't even stock this malt liquor.
Yeah.
What was the malt liquor that was like old?
Old
what?
Milwaukee.
No.
Old English.
Old English.
800.
Yeah. Old English. She's like, we don't even, we stock for him. He buy a case a day.
Oh, man. That's said, you ever been drunk on malt liquor? It's something
sure.
else.
I said, Russ, how do you drink a case of Tall Boy?
And he was really skinny, right? Those dudes are always skinny.
Super skinny.
Drunk as hell. I don't get it. I don't know how they do it.
Matt, you're not drinking enough malt liquor. Because this guy was rail thin.
Yeah. I'm going to step it up.
Rail thin.
Yeah.
And I was like, how'd that work? He'd say, I just come home from my union drywall gig.
Yeah.
Come home about 3:30, 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Crack my first one.
Yeah.
Go through to about midnight.
Yeah.
Drink them all.
Beat the old lady. Burn calories.
Now, you got to live alone if you're going to drink a case.
Yeah, that's right.
And just wake up the next morning, go to work.
Oh, man.
Hanging drywall.
Hell on earth.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Russ did not need ADT. He had nothing of value inside of his apartment.
Yeah.
But you do. This episode is brought to you by ADT, the nation's number one smart home security provider. All the latest innovation, smart home security plus 24/7 monitoring. A team of pros design and install a secure smart home system just for you. And they have 18,000 employees with connections to first responders who are all monitoring secure smart home, video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks and lights controlled from the ADT app or your voice. Professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors. Very important to get those installed. Safety on the go with the ADT Go app with the SOS button. So if you're in trouble, you can hit the SOS button. ADT's guys are pros. They've been around for a million years. Let them make your home safe. Probably save yourself on homeowners and renters insurance as well. ADT. All right. Let's see. No Safe Space is out now. NoSafeSpaces.com. I'm going
to
be...
How are the people responding to the fine feature film?
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fantastic, man.
With the people.
Yeah.
Critics, like 44 or something, because, you know,
yeah.
a lot of haters out there. Well, but 100%.
Good, man.
With the audience. I'm going to be tonight, right? In Burbank, Matt? Where am I? At which theater in Burbank?
Burbank AMC.
Burbank AMC tonight with No Safe Spaces. So come on out and say hi. Just go to amcroll.com. I think you can find it there. Or nosafespaces.com. Also, live shows, Reno coming up December 7th and December 13th and 14th. Oxnard Levity Live, January 24th. Milwaukee, the Pabst Theater. And January 25th, Chicago, Park West. Come on out. Say hi. Everything's at Chassis. The Shelby Dock, Shelby American, is available Tuesday, coming up this Tuesday. And you can pre-order it now at chassy.com. Crank Yankers on the air. Not Taco Bell material. It's all there. Yes. Stromer?
Yeah. Mrs. Stromer's coming back from China for a 7-day stint, so I gotta start cleaning up that hellhole I call my house.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Stromer.
Yes, sir.
Saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.